Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is the blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love on July 28, 2012. And for those who've read the email that I've sent out today and the web articles, Today we're going to be discussing 2012 the Summer Olympics. You might say a different kind of Summer Olympics. Coming down the 2012 home stretch, those who look at the larger scheme of things, this is a good time for a checkup from the neck up. And as true Olympians, you might say from higher dimensions, step through the thinning veil of separation. Those who have the articles that I've sent out, that article that I have on the Cosmic Love homepage is like the table of contents. Those who are familiar with material I send out should know by now that it's good to take an overview of it without reading all the links to begin with, to just get an idea of the different options, videos, articles that are available. Some may interest you more than others. This one on the Summer Olympics, we're talking about you might say, the sovereignty games. What's the real big issue that Earth's evolution are facing right now with accelerated change and the reality of an instant everywhere interactive global village and with different sovereignty games going on different people's attention being co-opted into different nationalistic, religious, political movements. So this is an interesting way to look at the big picture with the articles I provided and the videos. Really, some really interesting videos I found this last week. There's one in particular that is one of the later articles, and deeper in the second link, it will go into how the government is alerting military families on the coast, East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, to be prepared for expedient evacuation on short notice. And that should be alarming to just about anyone. This is information is obviously classified. Families are being debriefed with to sign non-disclosure agreements so they don't reveal any of this. The way this information is leaked out is in a video that is provided later on. We hope to get to that later in the show. There's some very dynamic stuff going on with the Olympics at the same time. Some people would say this is bread and circuses for the masses. Diversionary, you might say, diverting our attention into what I sometimes refer to as the sports religion. I don't mean to put any bad judgment on that. People that are really into sports, I'm sure, are enjoying it. But at the same time, there are huge issues facing humanity right now, and I'm going into that with the second article on galactic alignment, what's going on with the energetics of alignment. There's videos regarding that I've included in that article with graphics that give some depth of what I'm referring to. This is a huge issue, and this is an open show. Again, this is Christopher Rudy introducing the show on 2012, and you might say the Summer Games or the Sovereignty Games of the Olympics, and the big issue that Cosmic Love, 2012 Love Unveiled, is addressing. Looking at, focusing attention on, and otherwise considering for our conscious evolution. So I've been working on these several pieces this last week. There's a lot of information, political, economic, social stuff that's in the news. That a lot of people, you know, who are watching what's going on, and the news is highly scripted and with a very narrow spin doctoring within certain subjects, completely eliminating larger context, other subjects, and our attention is focused now on the Olympics. And this Olympic situation, it's really fascinating to look at the rituals and the ceremonies, and I've been looking at different blogs on the internet regarding the nature of some of these rituals. I mean, it's just, to me, it's mind-blowing, the symbolism, the in-depth metaphor for what people, I read some of this stuff, and it's so much to the extreme, I'm not going to even talk about it. And some of it I really believe is true, but I'm not going to talk about it, as far as the symbolism and what's being said, to co-opt the collective consciousness with a nationalistic, patriotic fervor, which really comes down to believing religiously for a lot of people, our government right or wrong. Whether they believe it or not, there's that unconscious thing that supports policies of government, you know, the endless war for peace and other oxymoronic self-contradictions. But anyone would like to discuss this, I've had the articles up just for a few hours. You probably haven't had a chance to purvey them. There's one article in particular, it's actually a video. It's one of the TED videos, and this one is the centering video on that first page that I've given, table of contents. The centering video, this video has been watched by approximately 12 million people, and I think off their website it says that about 6,200,000 have seen it, but about twice that many people have seen it off of YouTube and other sources, so that would be about 12 million people. And the reason for that is really an inspirational message there that's really quite profound that would address the larger picture of 2012 and what global civilization is facing. Not just galactic alignment and the energetics of galactic alignment with the what's called the surge in the source field, the energetic field of our galaxy, our solar system in particular, as a part of galaxy crossing the galactic plane, and what's going on there. I've talked about that in former shows, and I really go into that in detail for comprehension, hopefully to simplify it. And my idea is, and this is why I put the quote of Albert Einstein up on that article, that if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. So I'm trying to step it down. Things I've been actually cussing and discussing with friends and internet bloggers here the last 6 months, I'm trying to step down this understanding of what's going on in the collective consciousness, in the source field, in what's going on in our DNA, what's going on with this, what some people refer to as mass awakening, or at least the awakening of a lot of people to what's really going on. And this is, you know, the larger picture of that is something that's not discussed very much at all in the media. We get, you know, limited hangouts, or, you know, in PSYOPs parlance, they call it a limited hangout when they just give you enough information that you think you know something, that you've got the truth of the matter, when in fact you're just getting a very prescribed piece of the picture. The larger picture here is that there are two major events going on that is, I think, essential for the larger picture of 2012, cosmic love unveiled. Cosmic love, cosmic law, cosmic energies, cosmic law, language. There's two major things going on that are seem to be synchronous with a synchronicity at the same time that is in the larger scheme of things is quite profound. One being the Nibiru inbound And there's quite an article, video on that regarding this is the second article on the alignment of Earth with the Milky Way galactic plane. There's an article at that link, and I think it might be the second link at the bottom of the page, that goes into specifically a government warning that has gone out to families on the East and West Coast, Gulf Coast, warning them in the short term, we're talking about warning them to prepare for a rapid evacuation from the coasts.
Dennis on line two.
And that's quite a statement. I want to go into that a little bit, that concept of what they're saying. The video goes into that in more detail. I guess I've got someone on the line. Is that, who's that?
Dennis here.
Oh, is that Dennis?
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I wanted to call in and say hello.
I'm glad you did. I was just referring to what I think is, to me, the most dramatic thing I've heard this last week in the news, and these articles I've cobbled together, and I just got them posted up right before the show, so I'm sure some individuals may not have a chance to look at them yet.
I saw that video. I actually had a chance to see the whole thing.
Yeah,
and, so
very sobering.
Been talking about it.
Yeah, this is the one where the government, the military, is contacting military families and telling them. And this was in private meetings where they had to sign non-disclosure agreements. And this leaked out to a friend of a family, but that they need to prepare for rapid evacuation within very short notice. Is that the video you saw?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's interesting, and he mentioned it on the video, and you mentioned it, this non-disclosure, which is a bit odd. If you could imagine how many people heard this briefing, and I don't know if it was a single briefing, but it sounded like it was a briefing all over the country. If you were near a coast, you went to this briefing. And so you tell them, you figure it out.
You would think that'd be leaked out all over the place.
1,000 people, 10,000 people? And how in the world could anybody hear a briefing like this and not tell their relatives? I mean, sure, it's going to be non-disclosure.
You know,
they're not going to write it to the local paper, perhaps, but they're surely going to share it with their loved ones.
That's a good question, yeah.
And I would think that this should be a significant... it's got to be leaks all over the place.
But who's going to go state's evidence and put it out on the internet?
Well, that's the point. It's not going to be there, but it's you sure would think you're going to hear. My relative in San Antonio just told me about a thing that's happening, and I can't give you their name or whatever. Or a friend of a friend just told me that they went to a briefing, and it is heavy stuff. So anyway, it was just an interesting thing I thought about when I was watching it, besides the leak that Moore, the fellow that did it.
Folks listening,
if
any folks listening have any inside information on this you'd like to share with us, please do. This just happened, and this is just something that's just beginning. It's one of those things that, I'm not sure if they even, the military even did a debriefing on why, whether they even mentioned the Nibiru factor. I've been seeing stuff, though, and Dennis, for those listening, Dennis has was the founder of Alpenair Foods, what, about 25 years ago?
Well, actually, it's 1979, so it goes back about... 33 years ago.
About 33 years ago.
Yeah, I've been doing this. I've been involved with preparedness and prophecy and so forth now, as you know. Goodness gracious, close to 40 years.
Well, so Dennis,
I'm very familiar with a lot of these things.
You do know about a year ago where Homeland Security put in about $1 billion food reserve order, not to you, but you know, to out to the industry. They put bids and contracts out. You knew about that.
My sense of that one, it was probably most of it was probably out of China. China has a significant freeze-dried industry.
You mean the contracts went to China for
that? There is one major military contractor in this country, and I think some of the products came from that major contractor. But I think most of it, to be honest with you, came offshore because they can produce an enormous amount of
products. There was a lot of speculation, I remember, about a year ago, about this time, about that. You know, this billion-dollar... This was after Fukushima, you know, and...
That was after the other major company suddenly had to cut off, and so I know they obviously probably use the local person, or the domestic one, but yeah, they had to cut off their distributors because the product was not available. They claimed it was for other purposes, but...
They were doing part of the contract.
Yeah, I think they were going all over the place, domestically, internationally. They were getting it wherever they can, and I don't doubt that there's a lot of food stashed away by the military right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, $1 billion worth of food reserves, that's a lot of food. But, you know, it only lasts a couple weeks for, what, a few million Americans?
Well, that's the question. How many people are they anticipating to provide food for? Is it the military? Is it some sort of... government people? Is it, you know, how many levels down do they go in the military to say, well, I'm sorry, we don't have enough for you, Private Smith, but General Jones has got plenty. Who knows?
Yeah, the military themselves, in the deep underground military bases, the DUMs, they're covered. So
yeah, exactly.
So
I think,
you know, who knows exactly? I mean, I've for all kinds of scuttlebutt, and I check out, you know, the more credible ones, and if I see a repeating pattern of information that seems credible, you know, I tend to take that as my guide. But you know, as soon as you get into this subject of Nibiru and Earth changes and all these maps of the United States and the Earth that have been foreseen by psychic and visionaries that are all about the same, you know, Gordon Michael Scalia and all these people, the last 10 years, they've been coming up with these maps that show, you know, pretty much the East and West Coast inundated and the middle of the United States up the Mississippi, you know, that big fault up through there, open wide up, and the Great Lakes draining into the Gulf. I mean, they almost all show that. I mean, I must have seen a dozen of these different maps, and the military has one too, and it shows that also. Now, is the military using those, you know, based on, you know, psychics? I mean, how do they come up with that? Are they, you know,
Scalia put out his map, what, 20 years ago, 25
years ago? Yeah.
I mean, the I Am map, and
the I Am map was another one, yeah.
Yeah, they all put them out quite a long time ago. And, yeah, many more of them have suddenly appeared in the last 10 years. That's a good question. And so the real question is how much of this is realistic and how much is disinformation?
That's always the question.
How do you discern what is really going on and what the media and all these government people want you to know?
The bottom line, Dennis, is if you don't want to believe it, it's just not so.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, I mean, this is, I mean, we've got the Olympic Games going on. And
great diversion.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that as far as bread and circuses for the mainstream. I mean, this is if people were wanting to escape from, you know, all this other impending stuff that we don't really know what that's about, but you know, if they wanted a diversion from that, boy, they got a good one now.
That's right. You know, as I've said many times, and I've written in my blog, I have a blog, learntoprepare.com. Which I've gotten into details, but in all my, see, I first started studying prophecy in 1969, so it's been over 40 years. And in all those years, I've never seen so many things seem to come together. Everywhere you look, there's a calendar ending, a new age beginning, there's a Hopi prophecy, there's the Marian apparitions, there's, I mean, the list goes and on. All pointing here, and what's interesting, too, is that with the advent of the Internet, all this is instantly available to you, and once again, you still need to be able to discern between what has been stated for many years in significant research that has been done with just people that have decided to become a prophet this week, and they got a vision, and now they got a website, and they're selling their videos.
Well, you know, it's like this subject of Nibiru, again, has been around for a long time. You know,
Zachary
Sitchin and his books, and you know, the second link that I provided in that kind of in the table of contents article that I put up on the Cosmic Love webpage, it goes into what's going on with Nibiru a little bit, but it does it from a different perspective, and it references the disinformation that we're getting. There's a quote there by Alexei, what is it, Dmitriev, who is a high-profile NASA scientist, who is, because he's high-profile, he might say he's an official part of the cover-up. So his quotes that I provided here can be understood in science parlance, you know, as a limited hangout. It tells us a small part of the truth of the photon belt, but it's just kind of, you know, it really is telling the real story of the photon belt, which is, you know, the galactic plane of hundreds of billions of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy that our solar system orbits up and across. They never explain that. They never make it simple. You know, they never step it down and make it really clear that this is a very intense energy belt of cosmic energy from the alignment of hundreds of billions of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy. So there's this quote from him, and he says, "The Earth, the Sun, and all the planets in the solar system are soon to enter an unknown interstellar energy cloud."
Aha.
Now, he doesn't say that it's the photon belt and that every, you know, the precession of the equinox.
Well, 99.9% of the people wouldn't know what a photon is anyway, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, or energy belt or photon belt or, you know, alignment belt, you know, the galactic plane belt of energy. He doesn't explain that. It says unknown interstellar energy cloud. And what's interesting is, you know, if you think about it, there is this energy. I mean, they've seen it coming. They've seen it coming, you know, for many years, and they've known about this. But they've also known that this, with the precession of the equinox, this is what the Mayan calendar is really about. They're not telling us that either.
No.
The Mayan calendar is really this precession of the equinoxes. It's really galactic alignment. You know, we're crossing. It's the Great Crossing, as the Mayans called it. And, I mean, if you look at the ancient temples, the pyramids, the Mayan temples, all over the world, all those temples are oriented, you know, Stonehenge, you know, et cetera, to reference, you know, the precession of the equinoxes, that 25,800-year cycle. I mean, that was something really big and important to them. And so here we are, you know, it's been coming up for 10 years, but instead of telling the truth and how this has affected the energetics of not just the Earth, but all the planets in our solar system have been heating up because of this, you know, our whole solar system entering into this you know, intensified photonic energy, photon belt, whatever you want to call it. And it's been heating up the molecules, the atoms, or whatever, from the inside out of all the planets in our solar system have been going through global warming, not just the Earth. But they don't tell us this. They kind of skewer the whole thing, you know, towards, you know, global warming and a carbon tax, you know, for the oil companies.
Yeah, Moore got very clear about that, and I think most people tuned in. It's, you know, it's part of the hoax. It's part of the diversion. It's part of something that they can work with rather than getting into the more cosmic explanations.
I think they could tell the truth, and I think a lot of people could understand. I think they could reference, you know, the precession of the equinoxes is the real story with the Mayan calendar, the big hubbub about the end of time as we know it, because, you know, the rate of change.
You just said something, and a couple of interesting books that I've been reading, and of course I've seen it myself, you've seen it. There's a desire, if that's the word, a presumption among yourself and probably the people who listen to this program, that the reasonable, the logical, the truthful is always to be looked upon, to be exalted, and presume that people really want that. I am absolutely convinced that the people in charge, whether it be the highest government, they lie because they must lie. All of these things you and I and most everybody else is listening here would want to happen. It's just not happening. These people cannot be logical. They cannot be truthful. They cannot do this.
Why they can't tell us the truth. I think that's important to know that. I mean, for people to understand, they can't tell the truth about either of the fact of galactic alignment, what that means, or
the worldview does not allow the assumption that people want to hear the truth, that they can handle the truth. Their worldview, I don't know if you and I fully comprehend, I can't speak about you, but really comprehend how out of touch people that control the media, that control the government, that control information, how out of touch they really are about what people want to know, the truth that they want to know, how they really look at the world, what their worldview is. These people are so out of touch, they have to lie.
I think the controllers of the controllers, you know, the plutocrats running the show, they know full well that they have to lie and they have to keep a cover up on this stuff, and they can't tell the truth, or people would be freaking out and leaving the coast right now and disrupting the economy.
Yeah, and they have all these assumptions. The delusion, those that have been gone over to the side of delusion, can only be deceptive. They cannot suddenly change their very nature. They're a deluded group. They don't know what's really going on. They have their intentions are not the most honorable in the world, and so they're deluded in their own right. How in the world can a delusional individual suddenly promote the truth and promote logic and promote reason? They can't do it. They're incapable of it, and their worldviews, their intentions, their energies, whatever word you want to use, does not allow them to do that. So what we need to do on our side of the fence is to understand all of this, act
and
accordingly,
make it simple,
not presume we're going to ever get the correct information.
And make it simple with clear choices, you know, what, you know, the full implications, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. To give an example, you know, making it simple sometimes is exposing, you know, the disinformation, you know, like this Alexei Dmitriev, who said, here's a quote of his, "Our sun, as well as our entire solar system, is now moving into an interstellar energy cloud." That's what he calls it, you know. "And as it continues to excite and charge the sun," see, there's truth to this, "it causes the sun to become more active, resulting in greater output from the sun. For example, bigger and more frequent solar storms and CMEs, you know, corona mass ejectas, resulting in the Carrington effect." The Carrington effect is not just aurora borealis all over the earth. It's the frying of electrical circuits and satellites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then he says, "This interstellar cloud of electrical energy is also absorbed by the earth, and scientists have found that it results in more earthquakes, all while dramatically affecting our weather here on earth." Well, see, that's all true. He just doesn't mention that when it's absorbed by the earth, it heats up the earth, and that's what's causing global warming.
Well, you know, not only that, but here you've had statements for the last, you threw out the figure, 5, 10, 20, 2 decades from so-called scientists that have given us every bit of so-called truth and an explanation to the extent, and you've talked this about before, about people, they've heard so much from 180 degrees difference. Who do you believe? You know, it's you and we talk about this. Who do you believe? Who do you trust? And so the majority of people can trust no one because they don't know. You've got scientists giving you information that you just mentioned that could be more truthful, and other scientists saying it's all a bunch of hooey and don't believe any of it, and they just give you their perception of what's going on because that's what they're getting paid to put out. And so here's the population that just the populace just doesn't know, and therefore they totally just
they
eliminate
drink,
all
they
this
drink,
information
so
as
the,
being relevant,
so the
and because
so
nobody knows really what's going on.
So the population drinks fluoridated water.
Yeah, because fluoridated water is good for you. Why? Because the scientists said so.
Well, the government wouldn't allow it in the water system.
No, they wouldn't have, exactly. They wouldn't allow it to happen if it wasn't good for you, would they?
If it wasn't good for you. And same thing with mercury amalgams, and same thing with chemtrails, which most people don't even believe exist because they don't look up to see them.
No, it's because the government and NASA and all of the and all these people, and they're after all, they are scientists. They're the government. They are public servants, and blah blah blah. And they would never want to fool anybody, now would they?
Well, you know, you can look at what you know anyone else would call junk science. You know, like the big pharma companies, how they're the ones that do all this research, and then they doctor the research to make the stuff look safe. It gets approved by the FDA, and they make a killing with the drugs until the FDA comes after them when the people are dying in such quantities that everyone's noticing. The FDA will fine them, a few billion dollars when they just made $15 billion off those drugs that were killing people, like a slap on the wrist, and they go back to doing it some more.
A billion here and a billion there is part of the cost of doing it. Yeah. Well, you know, it's something also that was brought up by the fellow in the video of Moore. And it's something, matter of fact, I wrote about in a blog recently, and I think it's an important element of all of this we're talking about, and putting in very interesting real terms. Here is the military saying, okay, heads up, you're going to be told to bug out, and you may get 2 weeks' notice, may get 4 weeks' notice. We're not sure. So finally we have what we call a triggering event. Here is something that finally people can say, I've been holding back, and of course he goes into preparedness, he's got his top 10, I've got my lists and all that sort of thing. And finally, people have to ask themselves, what does it take for those people sitting on the fence, what does it take to finally get you off the fence and to prepare? What have you got to lose? You got everything to gain and nothing to lose. So you have a bunch of good stuff in case of an emergency, maybe a bunch of food, purify your water. Go for it. You surely can't lose anything, but perhaps a triggering event like what he's talking about might finally, people that are listening, get people to be motivated. And
well, I'll tell you what. I think the timing right now with the Olympics, and there's a principle with something like the Olympics where everybody, just about everybody, a lot of people are just spending every second they can, watching these Olympics. Like, this is really cool. And, it's people like sport. This is really cool. I mean, it's drama. It's live. It's not scripted. It's like a reality show that's more real than reality shows,
Right.
And so you've got this principle that I've seen before. It's like with the stock market. I've known people that were really gurus of the market, real genius mentors I've looked at over the years. They always said that when the market is going gangbusters, that's the time to get out. And when people get out, that's the time to buy up and hold on. Now, when I say that, I mean, I go into some stories on that. But there's kind of a principle like this with our attention. When everyone else's attention is gone south, it's gone into it's gone into the Olympic Games, that's the time that the real sovereignty games, the real games for those who want to own their own life, that's the time for them to put their attention into preparing for come what may. In other words, I know people, you know, I've been talking to people recently who've been holding back and now are maxing out their credit cards, getting everything they can. And I talk to them about that, and they kind of laugh and say, well, you know, I can pay them back if I have to, but I don't really think that I'm going to have to. In other words, there's people that think, you know, it's like, again, there's the herd mentality, the stock market mentality, that when everyone's buying, they buy, you know, and that's when, you know, they don't really. But again, the trick is when no one else is buying, and when it's about to, you know, be something is about to be valuable, that's when, you know, if food is about to be really valuable, if food and preparedness and just everything you need, you know, to basically, you know, to take care of, you know, the nearest and the dearest, you know, and your family and friends and in your community, if, you know, if that's about to skyrocket in value, when no one else is buying it, you know, that's when you want to get it. But if everyone is buying it, you won't even be able to get food reserves and a lot of this stuff. You know, if a trigger event happens, then it's too late because a lot of people won't be able to get the stuff.
There is, and that's what I have been doing in preparedness industry for 37 years now, and I've seen it wax and wane. Y2K was the last interesting experience.
Tell
you this, there are more people sensitive to the scenarios now than there ever was.
Ever was, Y2K. Yeah. I believe that.
And during the heyday of Y2K, some of the food companies, some of the products were months out.
Yeah.
And, you know, generators, I think you couldn't get a generator past April, May, June of 99. They just weren't available, and they were all back-ordered and so forth. So you get a couple of triggering events now,
there'll be chaos. And again, this is why I think maybe there's a kind of a check and balance, a fail-safe in the collective unconscious where people don't talk about stuff, you know, to create panic. I think that's a general policy of the government, you know that they have to, you know, really keep things hush-hush. People don't want to believe it anyway, you know, but they have to keep things hush-hush because if there was panic, well, then, you know, they'd bring our worst fears upon us, and then the government wouldn't be able to prepare.
they would announce for panic when they want to, as has been said politically, never let a good crisis go to waste.
When there is something
behind the scenes, they will allow a crisis. And unfortunately, that's what we've come to as a society, where all of these things are so manipulated. It's really sad.
It's the way it is. Yeah, I've read a lot of articles. There's been a lot of articles. I mean, there's so many people waking up to this that are netizen journalists, you know, who write about it. And they talk about how, you know, whether 9/11, you know, I'm not going to make a judgment here, but whether there was an inside job or not, they talk about how it was used. And, of course, anyone that really studies the issues knows how the whole thing had been scripted, you know, beforehand, and the legislation prepared and all ready to go, which is kind of a big quink-a-dinky. You know?
Yeah, nothing happens by chance now in the political arena. And so all we need to do is, as citizens here, is to really have to be keeping our eyes open and reading and studying and be prepared to move. You know, something that came up on that video was kind of very interesting, and that I counsel people to do, and I'm sure you have too, is that if you're convinced that something is coming on, what do you do? Is that the time you start to plan? Or do you at least have your priorities set up ahead of time and saying, look, yeah, I have a life-threatening medicine or you know, medical prescription I need to have. So do I need 6 months' supply? If I only have, I'm down a week and God forbid something happens, you know, so that becomes something. Anyway, everybody's got a priority. Would you run down to the corner and get some foods immediately, water or water filtered? I mean, what do you do if a triggering event occurs? And I just try to get people to say, look, whatever you're going to do, at least get
some kind of
an idea of what you would do if the event occurs and not be caught totally by surprise.
That's why I put this video in here, and why I again referenced what I really believe. There's people all over the world taking pictures of this Planet X, and I have a friend who shows me different websites down in the coffee shop, and he shows me these different pictures, and the different astrophysicists that are talking about it. Most of them don't because they get ostracized so heavily.
Right.
But I've been following it, of course, for years. And it's like talking about chemtrails. People just they don't go there. Like if it was real, wouldn't the media talk about it?
Well, boy, that's you and I all know, and he mentioned it. The media is 100%, maybe 110%, totally agenda driven and controlled, and it's really too bad. There's only a few select websites, perhaps, and a couple of talk shows and so forth, that you can really get information. But people that are relying, you would presume, the media will talk about it, or this magazine or newspaper will write an article about it. I don't think people fully comprehend how much the media has been co-opted and compromised.
Yeah, and owned and controlled.
Absolutely, totally controlled. I mean, we're not talking 98%. The only thing you probably might get accurate information are sports scores.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a sports score, and that's about it. You'll know who won the gold in a race in the Olympics.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Any commentary, any other things that are going on in the world and our culture. No idea.
Yeah.
And it's not just what you're told, it's what you're not told.
It's what you're not told. So, like, there's all these limited hangouts, and any version of news, your best chance of getting the truth is the first reports that come out, from multiple independent, witnesses or whatever. But the spin doctoring always begins immediately afterwards, to back to whatever the political correct agenda is. And as a general rule, what's really unique now, at this point in history on Earth, is that there are so many netizen journalists that are completely independent, free thinkers, that put stuff out and have ways to do that. Their stuff is either syndicated or picked up or networked, going viral on YouTube or whatever. And it's really amazing to me how much good information is out there. People that really know what's going on, and I've told listeners of Cosmic Love before that, I don't learn fast, but I learn good, and I've had people that are a lot smarter than me on my show over the last several years that are really into different aspects of either what's going on with the source field investigations, the energetic fields of galactic alignment and the photon belt and all this stuff, what's really going on with the energetics of their planet, and other people that are really into Nibiru, Planet X, Wormwood, whatever you want to call it, and what the trajectories and what's really going on there, the Zeta Talk websites, different experts on the subject. What's interesting to me is very rarely do these different camps talk to each other. Quite often they're total, there are people that say there's a whole problem with what's really going on with the energetics of Earth is just Planet X. And other people never mention scientists or researchers will say never mention Planet X and say it's all of this is what's going on is the galactic alignment, the photon belt, and the energetics and the surge in the energetics of the photon belt galactic alignment and how it's affecting the Earth and our consciousness and all that stuff. And so we go on much further, I'm sure those who want to get into this more can read the material that I've got on the website, but I was going to do a wrap, Dennis, and I did want
to... Yeah, you got to wrap things up. So good. It was good talking to you.
Good talking with you. I want to thank everyone that listened today or listening in the future on the when this is archived. I did want to say for those listening now, a little reward Dennis shared with me, and it's on the website, that he has graciously offered readers of the article there, and I'm sure you'll extend that to listeners of the show, a 10% discount on all purchases if you order there on that article on 2012 alignment, which I have linked at the top of the page on that.
Yeah, if anybody has any questions about it, of course, they can, once they go into the site for, from that article, they can give me a call as to how we're going to take care of it. But, yeah,
and Dennis is a good one to consult.
I'd like to talk to you, to listeners, too, if they call in.
Yeah. So,
but, yeah, they can link it from your that article. They can link it to my site, and then of course my contact information is on there.
Dennis has got a vast amount of information, articles on how to think about it, prepare, organize, and just an extraordinary resource.
Good
you
stuff.
Can check it out for yourself.
So, okay, good. I'll be talking to you again.
Thanks, Dennis. Thanks everyone
okay.
for listening.
Thank you.
Happy trails, everyone. We'll see you all in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.